And now, the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Big Broadcast. But one thing you can say about Yuki Butcha, he doesn't let grass grow under his feet. He gets things done. No sooner had he won the radio station... Yes, I said won the radio station. He's now the proud owner of radio station WSAX in Cincinnati, Ohio. Just imagine that. And Yuki decided the first thing he was going to do was bring in a new program called the Yuki Butcha Hour. In this broadcast, you'll hear how that program had its debut. Listen.
Now and our radio program will begin. What's the matter, Mayor? How come you're pacing back and forth like that?
Well, it's because I'm nervous. That's why, lad. I'm nervous. I'm just as nervous as I can be.
You are? Boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, are you nervous too, Big John?
Sparky, please don't bother me. I'm reading my script here. I want to make sure that I don't make any mistakes when I read it. Now, don't bother me.
Oh. I don't know why everyone's so nervous. I'm not. Are you, Yuki?
Of course not, lad. This is old stuff to me. I used to be on the radio way back when people used to listen to crystal sets.
Hey, Yuki, who's that pretty lady over there?
Oh, that's just some singer that I hired to sing here at my radio station. I'll introduce you after the program's off the air. Haven't got time to introduce you to her now. Hey, now, Big John, remember when we play that song there on the program I was telling you about? You're going to play the piano, aren't you?
Yeah, Yuki, yeah, I remember. I rehearsed my piano playing all last night.
And, Mayor, you didn't forget to bring your accordion, did you?
No. I brung my accordion. Sitting right there alongside the piano.
Fine. Well, looks like we're just about all set to go on the air. There goes our producer into the control room. Yeah, it won't be long now, and our first program will be going on the air.
Oh, boy, look at all the people out there in the audience, huh?
Yeah. I've never been before an audience like this before. Won't help my nerves any either.
Hey, how much longer before we go on the air, Yuki?
Well, just about 15 seconds, lad. See, the producer is holding up his hand now. That means it's only 10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... All right, Big John. Now, when the producer points his finger at you, we're on the air. Ready? All right. Here we go.
Presenting the Yuki Butcha Hour. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the new Yuki Butcha Hour, currently looking for a sponsor, and featuring Big John and Sparky, Mayor Pumpfront, and starring the one and only incomparable Yuki Butcha. And now, here he is, the star of our show, Yuki Butcha!
Thank you, and good evening, music lovers. Tonight, friends, with the aid of my symphonic orchestra and the fine voices of Big John and Sparky, I would like to present the world premiere of a special operatic work which I composed whilst I was driving my 1913 Model T taxi cab up Vine Street. It is called Ode to a Fair Young Maiden.
Big John, this is a song about a salty old sea dog whose name was Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to do this just like an opera and sing the parts we play.
Good.
You, of course, are going to have a special part.
Barnacle Bill?
No, I'm Barnacle Bill.
Oh.
No, you get to play the part of...
The captain of the ship.
No, Big John. Waiting for Barnacle Bill on shore is a lonely but lonesome girl.
Uh-oh.
Who always hopes that Barnacle Bill will come to see her and get married. That's the part you play. Yes, sir? You're the fair young maiden.
Oh, it's so lonely and lonesome staying in this house all alone all day. Sometimes I don't know what I shall do. Oh, company. Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
"Only me from over the sea," said Barnacle Bill the sailor. "I'm all dressed up like a Christmas tree," said Barnacle Bill the sailor. "Oh, I can whip a dozen men. My age must be 110. Now I'm starting all over again," said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
"Oh, it's Bill, it's Bill, it's Barnacle Bill. I've been waiting so long for him. Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed," cried the fair young maiden.
"I've got me a gal in every port," said Barnacle Bill the sailor. "The handsome gals is what I court," said Barnacle Bill the sailor. "With my false heart and flattering tongue, I courts them all, both old and young. I courts them all, marries none," said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
And now, friends, Maestro Butcher lays down his baton and exposes his poetic nature to recite an original poem which he wrote entitled Famous Seamus McJamus.
This here is the story of Seamus McJamus, who became very famous because of something he did. It wasn't just something, it was more than a one thing. He's a very unusual kid. It started on Monday, continued till one day, Seamus was famous indeed. He rescued a maiden, won a ball game he played in, and freed a cat that was treed. Then there was Monday. That was his fun day, when Seamus was playing a game. The bases were loaded and a home run exploded. Seamus was the feller to blame. And how did this make Seamus McJamus become very famous? Because of something he did? He was playing the Dodgers, a bunch of old codgers. Next to Seamus, the unusual kid. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the guest stars of our program tonight, Sparky and our all-little girl singer, Twinkle, singing about the three little fishes and the three little fishes. All right, kids, go right ahead there.
Down in the meadow, in the itty-bitty pool, swam three little fishy and a mama fishy too. Finn said to mama fishy, "Finn, if you can," and it swam all over the dam. Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! And they swam all over the dam. The mama fitty, "You will get lost." The three little fishy didn't want to be bossed. The three little fishy went off on a spree, and they swam right out to the sea. Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! Boop, boop, did'em, got'em, wad'em, chew! And they swam right out to the sea. Here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam and it was a lark, till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
They could, they turned on their tails and back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. Boom, boom, diddum, diddum, bottom. And they swam and they swam back over the dam.
That's all for this time, friends. I hope you enjoyed the program. We're running a little bit late, so we'll say so long until next time.
You've been listening to the Yuki Butcher Hour, brought to you by nobody in particular, because we're currently looking for a sponsor. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, for the Yuki Butcher Hour.
Folks, we're still running a little bit late. Bye. Well, it's over. Oh, fine. Well, that's our first program. How'd it go, Bear?
I think it went real good.
Yeah, all we have to do now is sit back and see how much fan mail we get.
Sure, and tomorrow we'll see what kind of a rating we got. Maybe we'll even get a sponsor. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yes, that's what they always wait for after the first program, the rating. And we'd like to know how many listeners we had. So we'll just have to wait until tomorrow, until the fan mail begins to pour in. At least I hope that's the case. In the meantime, we'll just have to wait and sort of keep our fingers crossed. So until next time, we'll say so long from Big John and Sparky.